Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch atah Adonai. Blessed are you, Adonai. Almighty God, Elohim Adonai. Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. Lord, I ask you to bless these words as they go forth and anoint them in your name, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, Hamashuach, Hamashiach. Would you please say with me, if you don't mind, just for the beginning of the program, Lord Jesus, let these words take root and bear fruit in me, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. For a while now, for such a time as this, I have heard the Lord saying, don't look back. Don't look back. Look for what is ahead. Not at what is ahead, but look for what is ahead. We have to be expectant and looking for what is ahead. God has already provided His future. We have to be looking and seeing that. Our God is good and that His mercies endure forever. We have to be looking and seeing that. Remember, this is the year of pay. This is the year of Jubilee, double portion. Pentecost is coming. I declare to you, Pentecost is coming. I hear the Lord saying, be still and know that I am God. It's like He's underlined the word know that I am God. I've been asking Him quite clearly and specifically. And so I say to you, Almighty God says, enough, be still and know that I am God. My ways are not your ways. I will be exalted in all the earth. I have removed your walls of comfort, so you had to stretch the tents of your heart and find me as your first love. My godly leaderships continue, but you have to be extended. You cannot bring forth what is not in you. As new wine has to be poured forth, so revival has to begin in you, has to pour out of you. Personal revival starts in us and then pours out onto the streets. As the disciples were thought to be drunk as they went into the streets, I pray revival has started in your homes. My brothers and sisters, it is time to bow down and pour out your life as an offering to the Lord. As I shared before, the Lord has been asking, have I got your attention now? He wants to be our attention. He wants our attention on Him. And I declare to you again, He is saying, don't look back. Things will never be the same again. I have learned over my years that if Almighty God has allowed things to be taken away, then I don't need them. Almighty God wants our attention on Him. The end time army is looking straight at Jesus, not at who is on the left of you, not at who is on the right of you, not at what is on the left of you or what is on the right of you, not looking at what they are wearing, or are they complaining, or what they're complaining about or gossiping about. But the end time army is standing shoulder to shoulder to encourage each other, looking straight at Jesus, not at the jabber, not at the hype of the news, not at the poison of gossip, but looking straight up at Jesus. Shoulder touching shoulder in the truth of Jesus, giving the connection of God's word to brace each other. Only in what does the word of God say about this? What does Jesus say? What is Almighty God saying for such a time as this? Standing shoulder to touching shoulder to bring forth the truth, not the babble of the enemy. To be men of Issachar, to know the godly signs of the time, to be looking, to be expectant. I encourage you, call for your mountain as Caleb did. Whatever age you are, call for your mountain as Caleb did. I urge you to get ready, for the power of Pentecost is coming. I advise you to stay humble before the Lord, and only in Him. For I hear Him saying over and over, my ways are not your ways. For my ways are not your ways. I hear Romans chapter 14, verse 17, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. It's being declared, it's being shouted from heaven. Only in His Holy Spirit, the righteousness of God, the peace of God, the joy of God. Pentecost is coming, and I hear Corinthians chapter 2, Paul says, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, that is human philosophy, but in the power of God, that wisdom which God devised and decreed before the ages for our glorification, to lift us into the glory of His presence. Now that wisdom is, Paul says, that none of the rulers of this age or world perceived and recognized and understood this, for if they had, they would never have crucified the Lord of glory. For if they had recognized and understood and perceived the wisdom of God, they would never have crucified the Lord of glory. Now that's my paraphrase of that. I declare again, the power of Pentecost is coming. I'm speaking again, Lord, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I'm asking, Lord, that thy kingdom come in us, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven in us. I'm speaking again, Lord, Psalm 91. And please repeat with me, if you are so inclined. I will dwell in the secret place of the Most High. I will remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, on Him I lean and rely, and in Him I confidently trust. Why? For then He will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. From the deadly pestilence. I'm speaking again, Lord, to the abused, to the addict, to the depressed, to the downtrodden. And I declare that God Almighty is the lifter of your head. I declare to you, you abused. I declare to you, you addict. I declare to you, you depressed. To you, the downtrodden. I declare that God Almighty is the lifter of your head. And I say again, I declare again, arise and shine, for your light has come. Arise from the depression and prostration in which media has kept you. The media mind demeaning has kept you. The media, spirit diminishing, prostration in which it has kept you. Rise to a new life. Shine. Be radiant with the glory of the Lord, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and dense darkness all peoples. All peoples. This has been a worldwide thing, but the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen on you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I remind you again, this is the year of pay. This is the time to open your mouth and to speak of Jesus. I believe this is how the five wise kept oil in their lamps. Not gossip in their lamps, not negativity in their lamps, not negative circumstances in their lamps. But what are you regurgitating? Put your shoulder to shoulder with life. Life is all about Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. I believe right now, for such a time as this, God is calling us to healing. I believe he's calling forth the ministry of healing, because it is the area that the enemy is attacking. Spiritual healing, physical healing. We ask for the supernatural. Perhaps we should prepare ourselves for the supernatural. Cleanse our spirit, repent of all ungodliness, so that there will be no backlash from the enemy when we step out in the supernatural. Be encouraged and look for that God moment. I believe the Lord is opening up the realm of healing. That is why he is encouraging us to keep away from anything that would poison our spirits. What we see, what we hear, gets into us and poisons our spirits. We are responsible for what we see and what we hear. I remind you, you can only give out what is in you. If you are full of media blurb, then that is what will come out of you. If you are full of Jesus, then that is the wine that will come out of you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to go forth and to speak to every spirit, every spirit that is listening. I ask you, Lord, to bless each one and to speak to them spirit to spirit. And right now, if you would like to give your life to Jesus, may I just lead you in this prayer. Would you say with me, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross to pay the price for my sin. I repent of my sin. I turn away from it. And I ask you right now to come into my heart, come into my life, and be my Lord and my Savior. Holy Spirit, open up inside me. I ask you to show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for such a time as this. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485. For more information, contact... I know.